Hey guys, this is a mini episode of It's Super Effective, and of course the first 15 minutes sound absolutely terrible because I don't know how to record things after 130 some shows, and it gets fixed like 15 minutes in and it doesn't sound natural at all, and I tried to fix it but I can't, and I was trying to edit this show as fast as possible for you guys because it's a mini episode and I don't have time to redo it, so it is listenable. It's just there's like a home in the background and it's annoying, and I apologize, but enjoy.
What's up, everyone? This is SBJ, and I am doing a mini episode this week for you guys, just because Travis, Will, David, whoever else we have on, we don't have time to get together and do a full episode this week. Mainly my fault. You know, what I did over the weekend is I spent my entire weekend revamping the website. As some of you might have known, PokemonPodcast.com was down for an entire week. So I took it down, I did some back-end work, did some front-end work, and I got it uploaded for you guys on Saturday night. Not the most ideal night to put the website back up, but what happens is if you keep a website down for too long, you start losing your Google ranking and all that kind of stuff, so it makes it harder for us to find. So the site is back up, it's completely functional, and it has a brand new design, a little bit easier to navigate and everything for you guys, more traditional blog. Like website. So I hope all of you really, really like it. That's kind of something that I wanted to do for quite a while, and finally got around to doing it. And I think it paid off. From what I've heard so far, you guys really like the new design, and I really like it too. Obviously, I guess I'm biased because I was the one that designed it. If you are a new listener, I'm jumping everywhere right now, trying to get a lot in a short amount of time. If you are a new listener, this is not a full episode of It's Super Effective. It's just kind of a mini episode for the week. Normally what we do here on the show is we talk about Pokemon, sometimes never. And normally what we do is we run down like a news segment and we cover some Pokemon related news. We take a break. We usually have a middle featured segment. Most recently, all the segments have been X and Y related, so I know a lot of you guys really love that. And then we take one last break, and then we come back and we read a couple user reviews, if any were left for us in iTunes or elsewhere on the internet, and then we do a Pokemon of the Week. But since this is a mini episode, we won't be having that. But we will be returning to normal next week, so no worries there. I believe as I'm recording it, this is like Mardi Gras or something today. I don't know. I guess I have to go to dinner or something afterwards. So a couple things before I leave you, and just so you guys have something to listen to. A couple things in the news department. Last week, several new cards from the Wild Blaze card set for the TCG. That's the new expansion coming. Were shown in a commercial for Japan. That commercial showed both Mega Kangaskhan EX and regular Kangaskhan EX. I should have said that the other way. We also saw, as well, we saw the Mega Charizard EX in that commercial. And we saw some other Pokemon like Pyroar and Binnacle and Meowstic and some other ones as well. And I know if you're super into the TCG and you want to know what these cards do, like always, PokeBeach has translations for those because they're usually on top of the TCG coverage. in more, I don't know if it's more exciting news, but in pretty exciting news, at least for the Pokemon Company, is that Pokemon got added to Netflix, which in America, Netflix is the largest streaming provider here. And so they struck a deal with Nintendo and the Pokemon Company and Netflix. And as of March 1st, the first season of the Kanto region, the original Pokemon series, is on Netflix. And the first 42 episodes of the Black and White series is on Netflix as well. I think there's 3 parts to Black and White. I'm not completely sure how the anime works, but I do know that there are 42 episodes of Black and White. Finally, on Netflix, both Pokemon Black and White, the movies got added, which is Pokemon White, Victini and Zekrom, and then Pokemon the movie Black with Victini and Reshiram. For those of you that never saw this movie, this was the movie that debuted in theaters around the release of Black and White for 1 or 2 days, and then select theaters. The only difference is instead of Zekrom or Reshiram, those Pokemon are in the movie, and if you're watching the other one, instead of seeing that one, you see that one in its place. They use like the same clips, so like you'll see a bunch of like bear tick running, and you'll see that clip in a shorter aspect of, let's just say, I can't remember which one it's in Black, but then in White, you'll see a longer clip of that, but you'll see a shorter clip of a herd of Pokemon running, which is the longer one in Black. So they do stuff like that. I think near the end of the movie, without spoiling, I think one of the main characters is Reuniclus, and I think in the other one it's Gathitelle, if I'm not mistaken. But they pretty much just flip Pokemon out, but the plot and the premise, it's all the same movie there. I'm pretty sure in the theaters they showed the Reshiram movie? I could be wrong. But all that is on Netflix, so if you haven't caught up, you should do so. Or if you want to relive your childhood dream of watching the original series, you can do that too. Now, not to get confused with what is on Hulu, because Pokemon struck a deal with Hulu just a week or two ago. Hulu has, on Hulu Kids, has the 4-part series of Pokemon Origins that was pulled off Pokemon.com. And it has, looks like 5 episodes from season 10 of the television series, which is the Diamond and Pearl. I'll be honest, I don't subscribe to Hulu, so I'm not sure exactly what you're getting there. But like I said, Netflix, you get 42 episodes of Black and White, 2 movies, and the first season of the original series. But I do know more is coming to Hulu, they said. You're supposed to get all of seasons 11 through 13, as well as 3 movies, which is Pokemon Giratina the Sky Warrior, Pokemon Arceus and the Jewel of Life, and Pokemon Zorak Masters of Illusions. And they are apparently also on Hulu getting the first 2 episodes of the Pokemon series X and Y. Not sure when those are coming or who got the better deal or if Netflix is getting more, but the content there is different. Also, I was actually looking up Arceus the other night just because I was curious. And according to Wikipedia, it's actually Arceus, not Arceus. Apparently it was supposed to be Arceus, but then something about English people, British people, not being able to say that. Or something. It's on Bulbapedia, but the correct pronunciation, because I'm so good at pronunciating Pokemon name, is Arceus. And I think that's right. I'm sure someone's going to correct me at some point and tell me I'm wrong or Bulbapedia is wrong or whatever. Pokemon names are not my specialty. But before I get too far away from Pokemon on Netflix, I have actually been watching the Black and White series. I've never seen it besides the first episode. And I know that Travis and Will and I have debated about the television show because it's air quotes designed for kids. except us listening to this podcast and not talking on Twitter or not kids, and we love Pokemon. But I will say that it is technically rebooted. Ash doesn't have any badges. He's trying to get all the badges in the Unova League. All he has is Pikachu. Everyone in Unova is really psyched because they've never seen a Pikachu in person. And he gets paired up with a rival after meeting Professor Juniper. And he doesn't get one of the three Pokemon, but the Oshawott there does follow him. And he does find a wild Tepig and a wild Snivy. So, of course, he has all three starters from the Unova. But he does have a rival. And I will say that's one of the high points of the anime. And when I get Travis and Will on, we can talk about this more in depth. But the rival, I would say, whose name is, I think, is Trip, is he's like Gary 2.0. So that's pretty cool. He's pretty rude and condescending to Ash, which is a nice kind of twist on things. Not twist, but it's good for like adults. Adults like mean people. And then, of course, you have Iris going along with Ash, the normal boy, girl, boy. So Ash, Iris, and then Sea Lion. The gym leader from the Striton City gym comes along. He's like the Brock of this journey. If you guys aren't familiar with any of the anime except for the first series, he's like the Brock. And he's actually really cool. And I do want to talk about him more as episodes come. But I know a lot of you guys requested more anime on the show. So it's cool that Netflix made this happen because it makes it very easy for all of the hosts on the show to watch the anime. And so we can all talk about it because we don't have to go out and buy box sets or have cable or anything. It's all on Netflix. I think for the most part, we all have Netflix here. So, and then the final bit of news I have for the week is the New York Toy Fair took place just a week or two ago, and this isn't normally open to the public. This is open to like game publishers and stores and whatnot, and they go and they see the new games and the new toys so they can order them for their stores or their shops or for hobby enthusiasts. So that took place. What came out of that is the company who makes Monopoly and Hasbro and all that other stuff, their partnerships, because I think it's USAopoly or whatever. They did announce that a Pokemon Monopoly is coming to the US in September of this year. It will be based off the Kanto region, so unclear right now if it's a reprint of the original one or if it's just a new one with the original Kanto theme, because they think that'll sell better. But that is coming in September, and it's supposed to be at a retail price of $45. Who knows what Target or any other store is going to price that at. And I think that's pretty much all the news I have for you guys that kind of happened in the last week. Biggest thing is just our thing of us launching our new site, which if you haven't checked it out, PokemonPodcast.com or PKMNcast.com. Just before I let everyone go, I popped back in my copy of X, and I've been playing X again. I want to try to complete or fill out my Pokédex as much as I can. And I did some friend safaring, and that was cool. And we'll have a pretty big debate going for the agreement or not agreement of IVs and EVs and how Pokemon should be raised in episode 140. That should have Travis, and we're going to have David on that episode. I'm not sure if we're going to have Will or not yet, because he's not too into competitive battling, but probably want his opinion on how he raises his Pokemon. And then we did run a Facebook contest where you could have shared and liked our status to be on the show, because a lot of you ask to be on the show quite often. So we did that Facebook contest, and I want to congratulate Logan, one of our listeners, who will also be on that episode where we debate about the existence of IVs and whatnot. So that should be something that you guys can look forward to, because that will be a very, very heavy episode of a lot of cool things to come. Finally, before I let you guys go, Twitch Plays Pokemon is now doing Crystal version. They are on Gen 2, and they are still as popular as ever. Gen 2, the first gym, had over 90,000 people watching. Not really, well, it's technically a fad, but not a fad that's fading anytime soon, at least. Currently, right now, as I record this, they are still at the fourth gym, if I'm not mistaken. But it's cool to watch. It's a lot of people really either love it or hate it. I don't know anyone that kind of sits in between, but I do strongly encourage everyone to watch it. Think of it like a 24-hour reality show, and sometimes because you can't always watch it, you miss things. So, I mean, to really get the full experience and appreciate it, you do have to do a little bit of work of either going to the Reddit of Twitch Plays Pokemon and just catching up there, or by going to the Google Doc, which, I mean, you just search for Twitch Plays Pokemon Google Doc and it's the first hit. But, I mean, and while you can say, like, I don't want to do all that work, I mean, this is another way to watch something. It's another form of entertainment. And in this day and age, I think it's cool that you can watch something like this and go on the internet and see jokes and everything and get details of stuff you missed.
Overall, I just think it's a really cool social experiment, and it's a big, big win for Pokemon as a whole. And I'm sure the Pokemon company, even though they have nothing to do with Twitch Plays Pokemon, they are probably really happy that out of all the games that they could have picked, the creator decided to use Pokemon. And because of Twitch Plays Pokemon, we've got new listeners. I've gotten a couple emails saying that they got back into Pokemon because they were watching Twitch Plays Pokemon. So that's huge. And one listener actually emailed me and said that he got a 3DS and a copy of X just because of Twitch Played Pokemon, which is something I was advocating on Twitter. I was telling him that this is huge for Pokemon in the aspect that Pokemon is being on all these websites, the name on Joystick, on Kotaku, on Polygon, on The Verge, just because on the BBC, it was on the front page of the BBC, just Pokemon's name being out there and getting all this attention is going to remind people that it still exists. And if somebody who wasn't into Pokemon now and used to be into Pokemon starts watching it, they're going to get that feeling of wanting to play. And it worked for one person. It worked for one of our new listeners who went out, got 3DS and got Pokemon because they used to play and they didn't. And Twitch Plays Pokemon was the turning point for them. And I think that's a huge win. And I think that you guys should, if you haven't watched Twitch Plays Pokemon, is to give it a shot and try to at least I mean, you don't have to like it, but appreciate the fact that it is getting more people into Pokemon. And not everyone has a friend who is into Pokemon like we all have friends. So it's cool that something else out there like this can help get more people playing the game. So there you have it. That is pretty much our show. We new Monopoly coming, Pokemon on Netflix, Twitch Plays Pokemon Crystal Version, and whatever other news I said at the beginning. Oh, new TCG cards. I can't even remember a 15-minute episode. I am going insane. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I, again, apologize that this isn't a full episode, but it is something. If you guys missed last week's episode or if I can't remember, I am officially nominated for a Shorty Award in podcasting this year. Second year in a row that has happened. So I just want to thank everyone who did make that happen, everyone who took the time to tweet that they nominate me. That means a lot to me, and that means a lot to the show, and that's one of the small things that keeps the show going. The things you guys tweet, the things you guys email, the things you guys do on the site, all those little things is why we provide the show for you. So really just a huge, huge thank you for listening and being awesome. And yeah, peanut butter Badoof. Again, if I know I've stressed this, but I would love to hear your feedback about a brand new site. You can do that. You can at reply the Pokemon Twitter, which is at Pokemon Podcast. You can at reply us there, or you can email directly. You can email me directly. That is sbj at pcammcast.com. Send me an email. That would be great. And then for those who like to read, we are doing another very, very big article with a lot of talented people. I would say it's bigger than the Kalos 10 article we've done. I'm really, really excited to show it. The plan is to debut it on Friday. If we don't make the Friday deadline, we will be doing next week. But I am so, so excited to show you guys this project we've been working on. And we'll have a credits page with everyone who did help work on this. But this is the Kalos 10, and now this article is just a start to come for a lot of content coming to our website. So we need your guys' help to get our website a little bit bigger by visiting us and commenting and participating in the forums. None of us work for any money. I feel like I'm on a PBS broadcast right now. None of us get a paycheck or any money. Running the site comes right out of my pocket. And we would just love if you guys visited our site. Let us know how we're doing, good or bad. If the article wasn't good, say that in the comments so we can improve. But we want to be one of the more unique and hub Pokemon sites that you guys visit daily, along with the other ones that are out there. But we're trying to do something different. We're trying to stand out. That's why we do this weekly show, because no one ever really tackled that market originally. So we kind of helped pioneer it. So yeah, that's our show. That's the mini show. That's just me rambling for 20 some minutes. And most of you probably haven't made it to the end. But next week we'll be back with a full show for you guys. You can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter name is at Dragging a Lake. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Pokemon Podcast. You can like us on Facebook. You can plus one us on Google Plus if anyone does that. And we do provide our episodes on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Scatter Radio, and now our stuff is on YouTube as well. If none of those other services work for you, or if you're on like your 3DS and you load the YouTube app, you can then listen to our shows there. Boom, we're everywhere. Thank you everyone for listening. As always, this has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are super effective. Thanks everyone.